from Joshua and Matthew. Joshua renews the covenant of God's deliverance, and Satan offers Jesus all kingdoms, but Jesus says, "Worship God and serve only Him." The popular quote of Joshua says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." This is the end of Joshua's life, and he is saddened by his inability to fulfill the task of taking the land that God had promised. Joshua was supposed to remove the Canaanites from the land God gave to Israel, but Joshua failed. God would eventually allow the Canaanites to stay in the land as a way to test the commitment of God's people. The temptation of other gods was real and difficult to overcome for the Hebrew people. God led them out of slavery and promised them freedom and land and blessings. The people struggled to see the freedom, the blessing, and to recognize the promises of God, so they turned to other gods. Not much different for God's people today. We see this world's promises of wealth and power, and it is intoxicating. We ask for the blessings of God, but we do not know what to look for. We begin to follow other gods in hope of a bright tomorrow, only to be disappointed. We do not understand what God means when He offers us peace and salvation, because we can only see with human eyes. The temptations of evil in this world turns our eyes away from God when we are looking for love and hope. It is the shiny new car or the big house that seems satisfying to our appetite of greed. We are blurred by the promised rewards of hard work. It is Joshua who reminds his people that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob led them out of slavery. It was the God of Israel who made the promises to them, if they worshiped only the one true God. That same God gives us everything we need to live and breathe today. That same God sent His Son to give us life. The God of Joshua is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God that freed the people from the evil of Egypt is the same God who comes to us as a human baby to live among us. That same God sends us the open gate that gives us life and salvation. The God that has always given us life continues to long for a relationship with us, so we too can have life in Him. Joshua wants his last words to sink into the hearts of his people, so they will turn away from the false God of this world and turn back to the God that gives life. It is my hope that Joshua's words, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord," will be the words we will use to live our lives today. It is in Christ we find life, and it is in Christ we set our hope for our families and our children. In the open gate of Jesus Christ, all things are possible. If we keep our faith in the God that sent Jesus, turn to that God, and do not let the false promises of the evil one pull you away from the salvation we receive from the open gate of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. God of deliverance, You saved the people of Israel and chose Joshua to lead Your people to the promised land. Choose us and equip us to live with faith and peace. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, Your open gate. Amen.